Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk listeners, good to be back. Good to be back with these teachers. Teaching those of you who want to learn the truth. And I can tell you wholeheartedly that I know that I'm hearing from the Most High on this. For those of you who want to learn the truth, those of you who don't judge by outward appearance, those of you that are not deceived, that you're not self-haters, I'm here for you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to make sure you learn those things that get people censored on Blog Talk and YouTube. Learn those things that will help you throughout all eternity. Because we all have been deceived. The Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness. Lies in wickedness. That's like a two-part. It's a two-part scripture, if you will. Lies mean telling lies, and lies meaning laying down. So in other words, that scripture is saying that the whole world is laying down in wickedness. They're lounging in wickedness. They're relaxing in wickedness. And these religions of the world, I'm going to help you. Like I said, I'm going to help you do the research. And I owe the whole entire world an apology myself. Because when I first got into the Most High himself, when I first came to the faith, I said a lot of things that I thought were the truth. But as I began to research and I began to have dreams and visions, and as I began to have my own purpose revealed, I began to say, no wonder the Most High didn't put me out there so soon. No wonder, because then I would have been no different from everybody else. Saying that I know God, saying that I love God, but then making the whole world and leading the whole world into paganism, into witchcraft. This one is entitled, Come Out From Among the Lost and the False. Come Out From Among the Lost and the False. And we're going to be going to a couple. I need to go back premium so I can upload directly from my laptop. But until then, I still have to do it through my cell phone, through my smartphone, as I've always done it. But come out from among the lost and the false. Now, if Islam and Christianity were the truth, then they would have a greater impact on the world. And that's not, and those of you that's my subscribers, you know, how you choose to take that, it's up to you. But if you're saved, you're not saved because you belong to any particular faith. You're saved because you made your peace with the divine, with the highest, with the created. And he chose to give you eternal peace. And let me say this. The Bible, the fragments of scripture that we read, and they're fragments because there's always going to be evil people in the world chasing down, trying to get rid of the truth. And that's what happened. They were basically trying to hide the truth, running from soldiers who wanted to destroy it all. So we all have fragments. People say, well, you cherry-picked the scripture. You cherry-picked the scripture. Who even cherry-picking the scripture? All the scripture is not there. But there's a way the Most High wants you to return to faith in these last days, and that's simply and solely on him, simply and solely on all of his commandments. See, the commandments are authentic. The commandments go way back, way back. They weren't called the Ten Commandments. They were called the 42 laws. They were called the papyrus of Anai. Originally. So let's begin. So what I want to do, I'm going to go directly from Revelation 18 and 4 to Luke 14 and 23, as if they're one scripture. I want to combine those scriptures today. In Revelation 18 and 4, it says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you will not partake in her sins and receive of her plagues. And the master said to the slave, go out to the nation, the highways and the hedges, and bid, compel them to come in so that my house may be filled. So what is he saying through all of this? He's telling all of us, well, I already did. But he's telling everybody to come out from among those religions and just merely believe, merely obey. Destroy all the paganism in your life. And if you want to know what all this paganism is, just keep tuning in. Just keep tuning in, because I'm getting ready to, basically I got to destroy some of the things that I built. So I'm getting ready to just go deep in depth into these truths. What did the ancients really believe? Where were the ancients wrong? Why did the Most High destroy so many civilizations? Because they were in her. They were in the mystery Babylon, which we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about it. Now, most of you, you go to church, you give money, and it disappears. Nobody's changed. The neighborhood, the communities are not built up. Nobody gains anything but a good feeling for the moment. And then you go to work. You have no power. You in these streets with no power. Why? Because you're trying to make an idol the true God. A false God, the true God. You're going by hearsay. And I'm telling you, he wants you to come out from, and a lot of y'all, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, all that, you go to church, but deep down inside, you know you ain't got no better. Deep down inside, you just as worldly, if not more worldly than you were 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Why? Because you've secretly been directed back to darkness. You're being directed back to darkness. He wants you to come out of her. Who is the her? Like I said, it's Mystery Babylon. It's the whole Babylon system 2019, if you will. Christmas, Easter. Jesus this, Jesus that, and that wasn't even his name. In fact, that name in basic nine gematria, you do the math. Here's how basic nine gematria works. You take the number of the position of the letter, and you multiply it times nine. You will get 666 for that name. And like I told somebody, I said, well, if you're saying Jesus is the Savior, then I could say Horus is the Savior, because Horus was worshipped before Jesus. Go ponder that, because we're going to be talking about it in the future. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. And those of you who think that I have a problem with white people because I tell these truths about the way the world is supposed to be, I don't have a problem with white people. I'm not one of those ones that say no white person is going to be in heaven. I don't say that. So if that's what you're trying to say, then you're wrong. Anybody who receives the truth in time, it ain't going to make a difference what their culture is or how their skin tone is. Okay, now I just want to go a little bit into some of these things that I'm going to be talking about in the future. So I want you to hear this. And don't jump to no conclusion. Just keep tuning in the weeks to come, and you'll see exactly what I am saying. Listen to this.
Line 666, 666 and 666. Like 66, 6, 660 and 60 are solar numbers and are connected with a circle and its sixfold geometry. In Islamic numerology, 66 is the numerical equivalent of Allah.
And if you have faith, Christianity, Islam, same thing.
The hexagram is the seal of Solomon. It appears in every branch of Freemasonry. The associated 666 gains its infamy in the West as the number of misused power and authority mentioned in the Book of Revelation. But more traditionally, 666 represents the solar principle. It is also a number of Christ, the Sun, 666. Shining from above is the power that gives order to the chaos of earth. It is the masculine principle in action. Only if this power is misused will it lead to abuse. It was this unbalanced manifestation of 666 that the author of Revelation identified with the Antichrist or the Beast. It is for this reason that 666 has come to be identified with concepts of the satanic, or extreme negativity, but this was emphatically not its original meaning. The most common carbon isotope, carbon-12, the basis of all known life on Earth, consists of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. The three angles of an equilateral triangle, 6 of which make up a hexagon, are each of 60 degrees, reflecting the solar number 666. In the Old Testament, the weight of gold that King Solomon received yearly at the temple was 666 talents. Gold is related to the sun in alchemical and cabalistic thought, and the name Solomon is a combination of the three ancient names for the sun. Sol is Latin for sun, Om is Hindi for sun, On is Egyptian for sun. Also, the vowel O is symmetrically placed throughout the word 3 times. Note that, apart from looking like the sun, O is the 15th letter of the English alphabet. O, O, O to 15, 15, 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. Equals 666, the number of the sun. The number 666 is the number of the sun square, and it has 12 factors. Just as the sun has 12 signs of the zodiac and does, Solomon is the king of the 12 tribes of Israel. Solomon, by way of Greek gematria, equates to the number 1260. The number 1260 was an ancient Jewish calculation used to measure solar years consisting of only 360 natural days. A time is a cycle of 360 degrees, times is two cycles or 720 degrees, and a half time is 180 degrees. Adding these together, we get 1260 degrees. The number 1260 was a measurement Ptolemy calculated to figure the mean distance of the sun. Nonagon, a figure having nine sides and angles, of which its interior angles total up to the sun of 1260 degrees. Nonagesimal, or nonagesimal degree, called also the midheaven, is the highest point, or 90th degree of the ecliptic, reckoned from its intersection with the horizon at any time, and its altitude is equal to the angle that the ecliptic makes with the horizon at their intersection, or equal to the distance of the zenith from the pole of the ecliptic. It is much used in the calculation of solar eclipses. I can only indicate the fact that the chronology of Babylon and Egypt is built on the 18 years eclipse cycle, and that 18 times 37 equals 666, and 18 times 70 equals 1260. In 37 cycles, a solar eclipse reaches centrality, while 70 to 74 cycles form common and characteristic periods comprising the entire history of a solar eclipse. Is it a coincidence that we find Jesus, the supposed descendant of Solomon, both of whom undeniably carry appellations of the sun? Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. The esoteric meaning of the whole verse is therefore, here is a riddle. Let him who has intelligence compute the number of the beast, for it is a number of man, and his number relates to that of the sun. We are told to count the number of the beast. The number 666 does not need to be counted or computed, for it is openly given, so evidently there is another number behind it that does need calculating. That number is in the final, key phrase of Revelation 13, and his number is 666, by way of Greek gematria. The values of the words in that phrase are the sum of these numbers, and therefore the value of the whole phrase, is 2368, which is the number of Jesus Christ. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, 2368. Jesus Christ. For the Lord God is a sun. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Sun of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Malachi 4:2 is a prophecy concerning the Messiah of Israel, and as we have already seen, it is about the sun, not the sun. This is not a mistranslation.
Now, just a little bit of what I wanted you to understand about that name that was given intentionally by secret societies to the world. Now, I want to, like I said, I'm going to go into more details of this in the weeks to come. But I want to just enlighten you on something real fast. Now, the scripture contains what's called allegories, but it does also contain truths. It does contain true prophecy that has been fulfilled and will be fulfilled. So don't think that I'm just attacking scripture. I'm just teaching you how to interpret scripture. You got to take what you read in scripture and base it on research. Search out the individuals mentioned in the scripture, and you'll find that they basically changed the names into things that they wanted us to say. For instance, Vine is listed as one of the 69 demons. You look at the list of demons, you'll see the word vine. When the scripture says that, he said that I am the vine. That's like saying I am the demon. No son of the creator of the universe would say such a thing. He wouldn't have said that. In fact, if the Messiah, the one that's called Jesus, is the true son of the creator of the universe, then he's the literal son of the creator of the universe. He's the literal son. And remember, he said that Adam was made in his image and in his likeness. What did Adam do? Produced a child. And then produced another child, then produced another child. How could he be in the likeness of the God of the universe if the God of the universe didn't have children himself? Maybe this is why the ministering spirits, I don't want to call them angels. Angel mean going back to the symbolic again. I don't want to go too deep into it because I'm going to talk about it in the weeks to come. The word angel is Ang of El. El is Saturn. Saturn was worshipped through ancient generations, but Saturn is simplified with the demonic. With the demonic, with the counterfeit. So when you see, okay, for instance, in the book of Enoch, we hear one of the fallen angels' name was Ezekiel. Okay, now, why would the creator of heaven name one of his true prophets in the world Ezekiel? I'm going to just stop using those names. I'm going to say the one whose name they said is such and such. That's what I'm going to start doing. Because, like I said, he wants you to come out from her and be separate. He wants you to come, but he wants you to come out from among them. Who is them? You heard what it said. Like, if you really study the name Allah and you study numerology and all of those things, that name is simplified with the beast as well. These are the deities of the secret societies, the order of chaos. But yet they have been programmed into all of us for us to worship. For us to worship. For instance, the name Jesus means Hell Zeus in some languages. If you notice, you'll hear me saying, even the title Messiah has to do with the crocodile god. The crocodile is a reptile. So even that, but I can get away with Messiah more than I could get away with calling him Jesus. And Jesus was another false god. He's known as the pillar of the boatmen. And in some languages, the name Jesus, you separated J. Meaning he in some languages, even though the J was not a letter, it was originally like a H. So the H symbolizing he, S-U-S is symbolizing swine, symbolizing pigs. Put them together. It's saying he is a pig. Just like people call him Jehovah. Jehovah means sin. It means destruction. So when you call him Jehovah, you're basically saying he is sin. So in these last days as your prophet, it is my job, my destiny, my purpose to lead you back to a simple faith, a faith based upon research and understanding. You know there's a God by looking around. Start there. Start there. Start there. Make your peace with them. How do you make peace with somebody? By saying sorry. By saying sorry. By acknowledging that you've sinned against them. By acknowledging that you've engaged in paganism. By asking them to give you peace throughout all eternity. to allow you to live with him in his kingdom. It don't matter how you say it. All that matters is that you say it, and you say it with sincerity and with faith. But what do most of y'all do? My grandma said, my granddaddy said, my pastor said, nobody care about what your pastor say. Your pastor gonna have a lot to say about this if you mention it to him, but he ain't gonna come debate me. He ain't gonna come debate me, and if he do, he'll do the traditional thing with the political thing, laugh off what I say, and try to keep me from getting a word in. That's the only way that anybody that's trying to get you to believe these pagan things, these false things that I believe too, that's all they could do, because they can't debate me on this. And I'll go all the way back through all the generations, and I could pull out a character from every generation that's similar. Mithras, Bacchus, Attis, Horus, Osiris. And then I could show you how they're all tied to the same belief system. And that belief system is tied to Babylon. It's tied to Nimrod. It's tied to Semiramis. But some people, they say they're seeking the truth, but they don't really seek the truth, because the truth will turn your mind upside down and have you feeling like I was feeling when I found out these things. I know for 100% that there is a God. But what I know about this God is limited. I know that when you come to him really believing in his power, he acts, he moves. I know that. I know he's there. I know he loves, but I know he destroys too. And you don't want to be one of the ones that get destroyed by him. So I want you to keep tuning in. If you need to send me a message, send me a message. And we'll talk about how you can make your peace if you haven't done so. And how you could come out of these false pagan religions that are all tied together. Thanks for listening.